Our in-depth guest today on this special Winter Membership Drive newscast is Melissa Ann Peterson, author of the new novel Vera Violet from Counterpoint Press. Melissa grew up in the logging town of Shelton, Washington, and received her undergrad degree from the Evergreen State College in Olympia and an MS degree from the University of Montana. Over the past 12 years, she's worked in endangered species recovery in both Washington and Montana. Melissa's writing has appeared in Camus, Flyway, Journal of Writing and Environment, and Oregon Quarterly. Vera Violet is her first book. In the words of Toby Vail of the band Bikini Kill, Mel Peterson is the literary voice of the dispossessed Pacific Northwest youth that we've come to know so well through song. Vera Violet is a fantastic debut. Melissa Ann Peterson, thanks for coming into KBOO today.
Thank you for having me.
Melissa, I use that quote from Toby Vail, the drummer for the punk rock group Bikini Kill, in the intro because your book has some of that sensibility and musicality to it. Bikini Kill got started at Evergreen State College in the early 1990s. Were you there around that time? Was that
I was not. I graduated high school in the year 2000, but I did meet Toby Vail at the Evergreen State College when I was getting my undergraduate degree. We had a feminisms class together, and she was one of the people who really encouraged me to continue writing.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, she has always been super positive and helpful, and had even read early drafts. So she's in my acknowledgments as one of the people who definitely encouraged me and also showed me how to do it once she kind of gave me that initial encouragement. She's showed me how to actually implement the process. So
now, to give listeners a taste of that book's lyricism and that musical influence, I wonder if you could read one short passage that I just loved.
Yeah, absolutely. My father was so good-looking, he induced certain sounds in a viewer. His sideburns boasted reverb. His crooked smile was outlaw country music. The calluses on his palms made them rough-hewn lumber that boomed and thudded. His arms were heavy and powerful, like Les Paul guitars.
Thank you. I love that passage. And the Les Paul guitar actually plays a bigger part in the rest of the book.
It does. Yeah, that's true.
Now, the grunge music scene started in that area of Washington State around the same time as Bikini Kill, not your tenure at Evergreen State. Kurt Cobain grew up in Aberdeen and formed Nirvana in the late 80s. In Vera Violet, you connect grunge to its birthplace, and I'll read this quote from the book. We knew that grunge was the sound of a screaming saw blade, a spawning salmon flicking gravel. It looked like a clear cut, and if you cracked grunge open, you would find a moldy fifth wheel trailer inside. Now, Vera's hometown in the book is David, Washington, which is a fictionalized Shelton, Washington, your hometown. What was your own experience growing up in Shelton? Was it that clear cut, the moldy fifth wheel trailer, the salmon, the saw blades?
Yeah, so growing up during that time, there was definitely a lot of logging. So I do remember just driving through miles and miles of clear cuts. And I think when I was younger, we all have the tendency to kind of normalize our situations. And so in my mind, that was how things were. Trees were cut down. And it was kind of interesting regarding salmon, because I do remember salmon runs being much different when I was younger, going out fishing with my family. And I even remember the salmon runs decreasing by the time I was in high school. And then when I was in my 20s and was working in the fields, it was kind of to the point where there were a lot fewer fish. And that's when there were a lot more regulations being put in place.
And the actual kind of milieu of the town, it was a kind of lower middle class, would you say? Or I mean, the teens in Vera Violet are living a very almost desperate lower middle class existence in this fictionalized Shelton.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's definitely a working class town. Back then, it wasn't as much of a bedroom community as it is now. Right now, a lot of people are kind of pushing out from Olympia, even Tacoma area, and buying houses there because it's more affordable. And so in that way, the demographic of the town has changed quite a bit. But when I was younger, it wasn't as much like that. It was very much manufacturing timber town.
Now, in the book, we mentioned Vera and her friends are teens, and they're fighting, sometimes literally, she considers herself a fighter, for a better life amid the town's depressed economy, meth heads, neo-Nazis, teenage pregnancies. One thing that struck me was how you contrast this life in a small, depressed, and often depressing town because of the rain, the gloom, and the economy in the Pacific Northwest with the great beauty of the region. That was something you consciously did. And I mean, you mentioned a lot of real places like the Hamahama River, Winoochie Lake, Solduck River, and the Olympic National Forest.
Yep, it's definitely the good and the bad. I think it's one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen. And one of the things that I love about living so close to the Olympic Peninsula is it really does have everything. You can go to the saltwater, you can go to the Olympic National Park and see huge old growth trees, and it's a popular vacation destination, and in the summertime especially is filled with tourists and all of these people who just come to see this beautiful environment. But also there is the dark side. There are the people who have been abandoned economically and are struggling. And that exists too. So I think what I wanted to do is kind of paint a realistic picture of the entire scope of what's happening in that area and what was happening in that area.
All this desperation among all this beauty. Yep. And what was interesting to me also when Vera Violet, she's 18 years old. Well, the book kind of goes back and forth in time. Mm-hmm. She leaves her hometown at that age in Washington State, and she gets a job at a grade school in St. Louis in a poor urban neighborhood. So it's almost all black students there. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if that was a way for you to kind of connect characters in the same desperate situation by class, despite the racial differences. You're the poor white, the poor black.
Yeah, I think what I wanted to do is kind of show that poverty is interrelated and that economic problems are nationwide. And I believe that collaboration is going to be at the heart of any kind of widespread economic change that we want to make in the country. And so I think mostly my reason for doing that was to just show that these problems affect all of us at different levels. So all of the information that we're getting in the book is through, like you were saying, through the lens of this teenage girl. And so there's a lot of points in the book where it just kind of shows that poverty is kind of what hurts you physically, but poverty is also what can hurt your soul. Like the isolation of poverty is more what hurts your soul. And it's the poverty itself that can damage your body. And so there's a lot of points in the book where she's feeling lonely because she's separated from her family and separated from her friends. And she's also really struggling to reach out too. And there's all these kind of halfway formed ideas in her head. But she's also a teenager from a small town with this really limited scope. And so there's a lot of points in the book where I'm just kind of trying to highlight that isolation, that feeling of isolation, and the way that poverty isolates people from things that other people might take for granted in society.
So. And I think you do that extremely successfully in the book. It's very moving.
Thank you.
A very moving story. Melissa, we should mention that you'll be reading from Vera Violet at Powell's, the downtown location, at 7:30 tonight. Where can listeners find out more about your upcoming events and your work?
They can find information on my website, melissaannpeterson.com. I have a full tour schedule there, as well as links to past writing if people are interested in that. And I do have a Facebook page for an author account, and there's also a Facebook page for the book too. So
and the book goes on sale. It's already on sale, right?
Yeah.
I have an advanced copy, so I wasn't quite sure. Yeah. So people will be able to buy Vera Violet wherever good books are sold.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Well, Melissa, thanks so much for coming into KBOO, especially just before your Powell's reading this evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've been talking with Melissa Ann Peterson, author of the new novel, Vera Violet, from Counterpoint Press. Melissa will be reading and signing books tonight at Powell's in downtown Portland at 7:30 p.m. You can find out more on her website, melissaannpeterson.com. This is Ken Jones for KBOO's News In Depth.